Hey friend, welcome to the Ashley O Show. My name is Ashley O'Connor and I started this podcast when I became a nurse because I wanted a space where I could be honest about my experience caring for others. I knew I couldn't be alone. I'm talking about the fear, the obstacles, the trauma, and the challenges of working insane shifts, learning more than I thought possible, witnessing the most heart-wrenching and the most beautiful moments in a life, and doing it all while trying to take care of myself. Everyone said it was impossible to be healthy as a caregiver and I just refused to accept that as a reality. Now, I am living as a registered nurse turned health, fitness, and career coach for my fellow nurses and caregivers who are trudging through the same mud, trying to solve the mystery of how to stay healthy in a world that is telling you to put yourself last. The Ashley O Show is a space where nurses and caregivers come together to understand that their identity extends beyond the humans that they care for, where the hardest workers in the room can have honest and authentic conversations about what is holding them back and the changes needed to move forward. I am here to help you fit nutrition, fitness, and self-care into a life built around 12-hour shifts. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's definitely going to be scary, but it's also going to be more beautiful than you ever imagined. So it's time we commit to putting ourselves first, chasing uncertainty, and building stronger lives, careers, bodies, and minds than we thought possible. I'm so glad that you're here, and I cannot wait to see the ways in which we change the world. Friends, today I want to talk about comparison, but I want to talk about it in a very different way. Before I do, a couple disclaimers. One, I'm sick, so my voice is about an octave deeper than it normally is. You're going to bear with me. Hopefully I don't cough or sneeze in the middle of this because I'm already feeling fired up about this topic, which can get my sinuses going. So we're gonna get through this. Two, I want you to do me the biggest favor. In order for this podcast to continue to grow, it really relies on ratings and reviews and shares. So if you could take 5 seconds, pause this episode on whatever platform you're listening on, especially if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, scroll down to the bottom and just rate this podcast. If you can leave a review, that is incredible. It helps other people find us. And then if you really love this episode, if you could take a moment to just share this link to whatever social media platform that you enjoy, or share it specifically to a friend that you think would benefit from this episode, that is how we're going to continue to grow. So that would mean the absolute world to me because I appreciate you so much for being here and listening to this podcast. And I just want us to keep getting more people in to our community so that we can keep growing. So I would love you for life if you could do me those 2 favors. And when you do, tag me so that I can thank you personally. Okay, we're going to dive right in and I'm going to keep this episode short and spicy. So there's this pretty popular quote that is running around out there, and I swear I'm hearing it more and more lately, that the only person you should be comparing yourself to is the person who you were in the past, or the only person you should compete with is your past self. Some version of either of those quotes is everywhere, and it's one that so many people live by. And here's why I have a problem with it. I understand the sentiment behind this quote. I understand that the intention is for us to stop comparing ourselves to other people and worry only about us. But I think that there's actually something pretty harmful when you dig into this idea. What if you've gained all the weight back? What if you got injured and you can no longer lift what you could in the past? What if you just had kids? What if you've experienced some type of hormonal imbalance? What if you started taking a medication that caused you to gain weight? Whatever the circumstance is, what if you just aren't as strong or aren't as thin as you were yesterday? What if you are sitting here and trying to compete with a past version of yourself that no longer exists? That's actually not helpful. The intention behind this quote, I think, is the idea that every day you should get a little bit better, right? This idea that you should always strive to be like 1% better than you were yesterday. And again, I understand the idea behind the quote. There is value to momentum. But if we focus on this, it's the reason that so many of us struggle with starting over, with being a beginner again, when in the past, maybe we were an expert at something. So I'm going to come at this from my own experience. So if you've been in this community a while, you know that recently I talked about gaining weight So if you're listening to this episode in real time, I weigh significantly more in this moment than I did before COVID happened, before I became a nurse. And the experience of really putting an effort to lose weight and to feel better, because I say lose weight, but I'm not actually weighing myself. So I don't know what's going on when it comes to a number on a scale for myself. But I do feel like I'm making so much progress in the direction that I want to go. But this season of trying to lose weight is completely different than the last season when I was really working on losing weight. So obviously this is a much more complicated journey, but for the sake of this example, let's rewind back to my early 20s. So I was recovering from my eating disorder and honestly just kind of tipping the scale back towards disordered eating. But I went through this phase where I was trying to run in the opposite direction of my eating disorder, and I was just terrified of going backwards. And so I had no boundaries around food. My relationship with food was still terrible, but I was just letting myself eat whatever. I also was just trying to eat whatever my boyfriend was eating because I was the one that cooked and made all the meals. So I didn't want to make two different meals. So I just started to eat what he ate, which was not great. And I very quickly gained weight after recovering from an eating disorder, which is already so difficult because you have so much hatred for your body when you are struggling with an eating disorder. So gaining weight did not feel great. But I reached a point in that journey where I gained a certain amount of weight and I saw a picture of myself and was like, oh my God, no, I cannot do this. Something has to change. So that was like one of those moments where you're like, okay, I'm going on a weight loss journey, right? That was when I was in my early 20s. And I was starting what felt like from scratch. I had no base for an exercise habit. I, you know, was obsessed with quick fixes and stuff, but I really didn't have a good foundation for nutrition. At that point, the only other experience I had with weight loss was eating disorders or disordered eating. Like that was the only way that I had attempted to lose weight at that point. So I had no healthy foundation. So I was basically starting from zero is what it felt like. And so it was really, I don't want to say easy because it wasn't easy at the time, but it was simple for me to be a beginner. There wasn't any version of myself that I was trying to compare myself to because that version, my past self, was very unhealthy and was hurting herself and was doing all the wrong things. So I wasn't worried about what she was doing in the past. And if anything, this quote would have fit my life much better then. It would have been healthy because I would have been saying, oh my God, I'm doing so much better than that past version of myself that was binging and purging and hurting herself. Like I am really growing and getting better. Like that comparison would have been very healthy. Long story short, it was a very long weight loss journey. And that was the start of me losing weight, but then also building a running habit where I actually enjoyed the process, learning to cook and enjoy food again. And then fast forward a little bit more and I started lifting weights and getting stronger. And there was this beautiful progression, this linear progression that was happening. And so I really was always getting a little bit better every day when I was in this process. Now, COVID happened, nursing school happened, and I fought the hardest I could to maintain the habits that I had. But I got extremely burnt out. I also had no idea what I wanted to do with my career, and I was so frustrated. I felt like I was losing myself to the profession in so many ways. I got off of hormonal birth control. Like, we started traveling. Like, everything in my life changed. And from that start of COVID and the start of my nursing career till now, I have gained weight. And so, in so many ways, that version of me in 2020 time period was better than the version of me that I am right now. And I use air quotes when I say better. But if I use this quote of the idea that the only person I should be comparing myself to is the person that I was in the past, well, then I'm not doing so great, right? It makes me feel like garbage because I used to be better. I used to be thinner. I used to look better. I used to be more attractive. I used to wear tighter clothes. I used to maybe be able to lift more or run longer. I used to feel better than I do right now. And the reason I'm even bringing this up, this is not a pity party. I am growing so much and I am in a process of getting healthier and losing weight and getting back into the shape that I love. Like I am good right now. I feel great, other than the fact that I'm sick. But I bring this up because this time around, getting back on the horse, like getting back into this journey of trying to take care of myself again, was a lot more difficult because it felt like I had to start over instead of just starting. It's really hard to step back into a gym and pick up a barbell when you know that you used to be able to put so much more weight on the barbell. It's so difficult to step outside for a run and only be able to go a quarter of a mile without being out of breath when you used to be able to run half marathons. It is so difficult to start again, to be humble enough to be a beginner. And I just can't tell you how many women that I work with or who I've connected with who are on their own journey, and all they can do is think about what they used to be able to do, or what they used to weigh, or the clothes they used to wear, or how they looked in their 20s or their 30s. Like, it's so hard to start this journey when all you are thinking about is what you used to be. That's the first weight that we need to shed in any weight loss or body transformation journey, is the weight of who we used to be, because that is going to weigh you down more than anything else. It's what keeps so many of us from stepping into a gym after maybe we've gained weight. We don't think that we're worthy of being there anymore. That's what keeps us from starting a new program, because we're afraid that we're not going to be able to do certain moves, or that we're not going to be good at them, or that it's going to be embarrassing. And how many of us have a bunch of clothes in our closet that are meant for a body that we no longer have? And how much is that weighing on you? Every single time you get into your closet and you look at those clothes that you're not there yet, how much is that weighing you down? Because like, it's so easy to start just wearing all black and all baggy clothes because you're trying to hide. And that's the perfect formula to set up this mindset that I will be happy when, or I will wear these types of clothes when, or I will do these types of movements when. I will get back into the gym once I build enough of a foundation that I feel confident to do so. I will start running once I have better endurance. Like, the only way to actually get there, to get to the goal that you're shooting for, is to step into the gym, is to put the shoes on, is to wear the colorful clothes now, is to do the things right now that are going to help get you there. And that's so much harder to do if all we are doing is comparing ourselves to a past version of ourselves. So I want to just reject the quote altogether. Let's stop competing with a past version of ourselves, because you are a completely different person. And here's the thing. How many of us were doing the things that we were doing in the past for the wrong reasons anyway? Like, when I was in my 20s running and counting calories and dieting and drinking shakes instead of meals, I was doing that because I thought the only way that I would be pretty or worthy was if I was thin. And I was chasing an ideal still, even though I wasn't engaging in my eating disorder anymore. I was still chasing an ideal that I thought would make me happy or would make me worthy. If I could just reach this weight or this level of body fat or this size in my jeans, then I will be pretty enough. And guess what? If I even reached those goals, I still wasn't satisfied. So if you're in your own version of this journey that I'm describing, I want you to start to see it as an opportunity. But the only way that we can take advantage of the opportunity that we have is if we are humble enough to start again, to be a beginner, and to stop comparing what we used to be able to do to what we can do now, or how we used to move to the movement that feels good to us now. So often my conversation with women goes to, well, I used to run 5 times a week and do yoga 3 days a week and do strength training 4 days a week and all of this stuff. They start rattling off their old routine, and I ask them, well, what feels good now? And now it's some strength training because it makes them feel strong, and they really like walking, or they really love cycling or dancing, but they think they have to do the old thing again in order to get the same results. But you are not the same. Even the strategies that used to work in your 20s are no longer going to work now. We have to adjust based on your lifestyle, based on who you are as a person, your stress levels, and how much time you have. Like, how many of us were doing 400 things in our 20s because we had the time? You now have a full-time job, and you have projects and side hustles and kids and all sorts of different responsibilities. You don't have time to spend hours and hours in a gym every single week. We need to make it simple. but that doesn't mean that it's wrong. Just because if you compare it to a former version of your routine, it looks like less. We can pick movement and a routine that's going to feel good for this version of you. Just because this journey doesn't look the same as it used to does not mean that your best is behind you. If we have the strength to start again, to be a beginner again, to step onto the road or into the gym or into the kitchen for the first time in a long time, if we have that strength and we come at it with the right attitude and from the right mindset, you may even surpass what you used to be able to do because you're doing it from the right place, because you're doing it out of care and love for yourself. Instead of trying to hustle for your worth like you did in your 20s, let's not go back there. You are a different person and you are better, even if you don't feel like you are right now. I know that the pictures can pop up on your phone and that can feel discouraging, or you get reminders of the race that you did 5 years ago that you could not even imagine doing now. But that doesn't mean that your best is behind you. And that doesn't mean that you are less than the person that you used to be. It just means that you're in a new chapter, in a new season. And we have to have enough strength to start again and to still fight for our bodies and fight for ourselves and how we feel. Because you deserve to feel great, but you're not going to if we keep carrying around this weight of who we once were. You are new. We can be beginners together. We can start this journey, keep taking steps in the right direction. But in order to do so, we have to stop comparing ourselves to others, but we also have to stop comparing ourselves to ourselves, because that former version of you is no longer here. You have grown, you have changed, and you have built a life that is beautiful. We have to stop getting mad at our bodies for not just snapping back to some former version of ourselves overnight. That's not how it works. And where we are now is where we're starting from, and that's enough. That's okay. We can be even better than we used to be because we're going to come at it from the right place. We are going to change our bodies from a place of love. We're going to build strength and endurance because we want to live longer and better, not because we think that a certain body size or certain waist circumference is going to give us happiness or relationships or love. We're going to do it because we just want to be freaking strong and healthy and feel good and feel vibrant. That's the motivation. And I don't know about you, but if I think about my former self, that wasn't her motivation. She wasn't here yet. She wasn't ready for that. She wasn't mature enough. She didn't have enough experience or wisdom for that to be her motivation. She was motivated to be small, to be as small as freaking possible. And now I'm ready to be as big and expansive as I possibly can, because that's how I'm going to change the world. And that is how I'm going to live a long and healthy life. So I want you to think about your motivation and stop making it about what it used to be. You are new. We're going to draw a line in the sand and start a new race. We're beginners. We are beginners together. And we are going to be greater than we even thought possible. And we're going to leave all the baggage behind. Drop the weight and keep moving forward. I hope that this episode was helpful. It was from the heart, so I really hope that this resonated. It felt like I needed to talk about this because I just keep getting reminded. I keep getting all these quotes and things telling me to worry about who I was before, and I'm just ready to let her go. She was who she needed to be then, but I'm ready to be a new version of myself, and I hope that you are too. So if you're just starting over, or if you feel discouraged and frustrated with yourself, I hear you. I see you. I'm with you. But we can move forward from a place of respect and love. Let's let go. I love you. I am rooting for you. And you are doing an incredible job. No matter what anyone online is telling you, you're doing everything that you should be doing. Keep going. You've got this. I'm going to see you on Wednesday. Do not miss Wednesday's episode because it's going to be amazing. I cannot wait. I've been like sitting on this interview and I can't hold it in anymore. You guys have to listen to Wednesday's episode. So don't miss it. Mark your calendar and share this with a friend who needs to hear it too, who is maybe on this journey with you, and you guys can be buddies together. But I will see you guys on Wednesday, and I will see you in Tucson, Arizona, our next stop before we settle in Denver. It's going to be a beautiful journey.
Thank you so much for listening in and committing to your growth in a world that is telling you to stay small. Seriously, it means the absolute world to me. If this episode hit home for you, it would be amazing if you could share it with your friends or fellow caregivers and tag me at Ashley O Show so that I can personally thank you. That way, we can build an army of nurses, healthcare workers, and caregivers who are changing the narrative around what is possible and healing the system from the ground up. I will see you next time. I love you, and I am always rooting for you.